Okay. Hi, guys. I feel like I just talked to you, and the reality of that is because I'm recording two episodes in the same week. So yeah, forgive me if I sound like I'm in the same sort of pace. It's just going to be the next couple busy weeks. But I wanted to talk to you guys about something that's been resonating a lot with me very personally is exam fatigue, which I had a long-winded conversation with my roommates about exam fatigue and what it means, and especially with midterms coming up. It's really hard, and I know it probably doesn't sound that much of like an issue as it is, but like, please know when to take a break for yourself. And that's sort of what the episode's about. I don't want to give too much away, but I really hope you guys enjoy this episode, as always. And yeah, follow us on Instagram if you guys don't, at UCSC Slugcast. And we post a lot of great content on there. We post every time a new episode is out, so you guys are always staying updated. And yeah, look forward to what you guys have to listen to. Okay, I'm back. Like I said earlier, I've been recording two episodes this week, and so I feel like I've just been talking to myself for the past like hour, but I'm not. So yeah, well, I am, but I feel like you guys are here with me, so that's helpful. So yeah, I want to talk about exam fatigue, and I don't even know if that's like the proper word for it. I think that's just the word that my roommates and I gave for it. So sorry, experts. But given that it's midterm season, well, I guess by the time this is out, midterm is over. Hopefully they're all over. And if you're still going through a midterm right now, you got this. But yeah, I just want to talk about it because it is really frustrating sometimes. And I feel like on the quarter system, it's just a never-ending spiral of exams after exams. And it's really hard. And it is, you know, unfortunately, what comes with the responsibility of being a student. But there's ways to adapt and there's ways to overcome. And why not share those? So, yeah. I wanted to talk about this because I've been experiencing it a lot. I'm in my third year. And I know it probably doesn't seem like much. But, hey, man, for me it is. I didn't think I was going to make it this far. Because I've had so many like severe doubts on my performance. But anyways, for exams, I'm also not the best test taker. I don't take tests very well. I don't need DRC accommodations. It just takes me a while to process things. So that means when it comes to studying, I have to study, you know, a little bit longer than other people might, and that's okay. I used to really beat myself up about it, but I just ultimately decided that not everyone learns the same way. And it's not that I decided that, it's just the fact. You know, I just need other skills and I need other resources to do that. And it's why I go to LSS tutoring, you know? So it's helpful to have that mindset. And it's the first thing that I want to talk about because I feel like self-doubt and like, it's really hard to beat yourself up after an exam over anything, whether that's an assignment or, I don't know, classes didn't really go well that day. It's easy because we're human and we have the tendency to do that. But I think it's hard, especially as a student, because when you're having to do this, like take exams, and then it's like, okay, then I still have to go to class. Okay, so then I still have to go to my club. Okay, and then there's another exam that I have to study for. And especially on the quarter system, it's so hard. But it's doable. So I think the first aspect that I wanted to bring up was be nice to yourself. Give yourself the time to process and learn and understand that, okay, this is what I have to do. This is the mindset that I have to be in. And give yourself the time and the space to really learn and make sure that you're taking things at your own pace. The next thing I wanted to talk about was, and this one's funny, or maybe it's just funny to me, so correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it's not funny. And if it's not, I severely apologize. But the next thing I wanted to talk to you about with exam fatigue is it's okay to get a bad grade. And the only reason why I said this was funny, because I literally still beat myself up over getting a bad grade. And I had this one TA who, I don't want to name drop, but they told me that, you know, a bad grade, yes, it's probably detrimental to a lot of people in some cases. But ultimately, you do learn what you did wrong. And like, you do learn from it. And so again, it's what you take from it and that experience to help you then learn. And I know it's probably not what everyone has to hear, but it's true. You know, like if you get a bad grade, yes, take that moment to feel what you're process your emotions. Take that moment to say, if I need time to be sad today, I can be sad over it. Don't dwell on it though. And yeah. So I hope that made sense. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about was there's resources. There's so many resources available on campus. And if you guys listen to my episode I did last year with Evelyn Chavez on the resources that the Student Health Center provided, on mental health services specifically, it's similar to that. So like I mentioned earlier, I go to LSS tutoring. I take a lot more time to process stuff than a lot of other people. And, you know, maybe I should go to the DRC for that. But, you know, there's resources to help me combat that. So like I mentioned, DRC is one of them. Disability Resource Center. If you guys need more time allotted for testing, if you have ADHD, ADD, autism, whatever that may be, if you're on any type of spectrum that literally like can allow you to have more time. And maybe some people, I know, I remember my old roommate freshman year told me that she didn't think she qualified for DRC because she was on the spectrum. And I was like, that's literally what you qualify for. Like, there are resources for these people put in place. So that way it's fair. And, you know, people feel like they're getting the support they needed. Another thing that I want to talk to you in regards to resource was counseling. Oh my gosh. Testing can be so hard. I've been saying this. It's not an easy thing to be a student. It's not an easy thing to take a test. Like, you put effort into it. And so, especially if the outcome's not what you wanted and you get a bad grade, going the time to reflect, whether that's with yourself, with a friend, in your journal, or with a therapist, it's important because it'll help you not dwell on the fact that you got a bad grade. It'll help you reflect and be like, okay, this is what I can do for next time. And that way you know that it's never fully on you. Unless you didn't study. That sort of might be the issue. But even if you did and you still got a bad grade, it's okay. It's okay. And I feel like coming to that acceptance is hard for a lot of people. It was hard for me. But it's something that you could overcome and overdo. And if it needs to be with a counselor, then there's resources for that as well. A CAPS counseling. And yeah. The final thing I wanted to talk about today for exam fatigue was the fact that there will always be a test. There will be. Especially with the quarter system. I swear, every couple of weeks we have a test. Within like the same time span. It's a lot to ask. But taking the time to do stuff that isn't just studying. If you have the time to do so, I will say. So doing that will be really helpful. Because then you're not just stuck in the mindset. And you're not stuck in the spinning wheel of studying 24/7. And that is good sometimes. And if it works for you, it works for you. But knowing what works for you and knowing what does work for you is knowing what does work for you and what doesn't work for you are two different, completely different things. And so taking the time for yourself to do something that's not studying, for example, can really help you because it gets you in a change of pace. It gets you in a change of mindset. So that way you're not stuck in that inevitable feeling of doom or whatever it may be, confusion, you know, anxiety, stress, whatever it may be. It gets you out of that and it makes you realize, okay, once you come back to studying,
you have this feeling like, okay, I can do this. I'm prepared now. And that might not be the same thing for everybody. Maybe you just need a brain break. But treat yourself well. You're doing something hard as it is being a full-time student. You're doing something hard as it is by preparing for an exam. Give yourself the grace. But also give yourself the due diligence of taking time for yourself when needed. So yeah. Again, I hope this all made sense. I feel like I've been talking to myself for hours, so I'm sorry if that sort of reflects in the episodes. But yeah, all the resources that I listed today will be made available in an Instagram post and our Instagram at UCSC Slugcast. So when this episode goes out, make sure to check the Instagram. And yeah, I hope you guys had fun listening to this episode. I hope it made sense. And if it resonated with some of y'all, I'm excited to see what happens. And yeah, I hope testing goes well for whatever reason, if you guys are still taking exams. But yeah, and take breaks. Please take breaks. But yeah, as always, I'm your host, Maria. Thanks so much for having me. And yeah, hope to see you guys next week.